The Supreme Court is releasing its final decisions before heading out for the summer recess. Just moments ago, they ruled in favor of a website designer who refused to make a website for a number of the LGBTQ community, a member, of the LGBTQ community based on religious beliefs.
Joining us live is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. I guess this wasn't a surprise, Greg, but help us understand. How is this case different from the Cake Baker case a few years ago?
It's actually quite similar to Amanda, and in fact, the Supreme Court had that case before it and ruled very similarly on it. And this is based on what we call religious freedom. And you sort of have this tug and pull between the religious freedom and what some people might call discrimination, discriminating against the LGBTQ communities, which both of these businesses did, based on their religious beliefs. We had a case yesterday that involved religious accommodations against the post office, you'll recall. We talked about that on your show, and the Supreme Court indicated that they thought the post office should have been more accommodating to a person's religious beliefs. And I think that we're sort of heading more in that direction, that religious freedoms, religious beliefs, religious accommodations are important to this court.
Let me read to you just a part of the Justice Sotomayor dissent. She says, today, the court, for the first time in its history, grants a business open to the public a constitutional right to refuse to serve members of a protected class.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tim. That is to say that the court, for the first time, is saying you can discriminate. I mean, a protected class. We've decided that we can protect people based on their sexual beliefs, their sexual preferences, and that's now a protected class, just like race and religion and other things. But we have the conflict there, which is the religious beliefs of the person who's arguably discriminating. And I can understand the dissent; it really makes sense. But that's where the Supreme Court's leaning. I think it's sort of a way to understand where they are right now.
So if you're a business owner, Greg, can you refuse to serve dinner, you know, let them stay in the hotel? I mean, how far does it go? Or does it have to be a creative process? But I guess, you know, a chef could be considered creative. I'm trying to see where it goes.
Yeah, I think it's limited to the facts of the case. The cake baker who refused to bake a cake for a gay couple's wedding. In this case, it's a website designer who was saying, I don't want to have to do websites for gay couples' weddings. So, I mean, it would be hard to imagine a restaurant or some sort of business having the same issue, because religious freedom wouldn't really come into play. So I hope we don't overthink this. I mean, I think the opinion is going to be disappointing to a lot of people who feel like discrimination is a big problem. But boy, religious freedoms are certainly taking a big step forward in this country with the new Supreme Court.
Well, there's a lot of people who feel like, I'm sure, that religious freedom has been under attack, too. So you're going to have just as many people on the other side that are happy about this one.
Yeah.
Greg, thank you.